FM.
Batman Scoop has just arrived over Two Host Fridays Live. Took it to the SAFM crew, so give it up for the one and only Batman Scoop.
Hey! Oh, man, wait, who made that?
Grandma, that's our audio dude.
Wait, who did that?
That's like our audio engineer, Zach.
He's fire. Can y'all give me that? I like that. I love that.
It's good gear. Hey, this is R&B Fridays Live number 5 for you.
Yep.
What is it about it that you love?
The people, man.
Yeah.
More than anything, bro, the people.
Yeah.
The people, man. The energy. Seeing people, good times, and people having fun, you know, smiles, all of that. That's the biggest things, man. That's the biggest thing. The energy, the people. Listen, I know all these guys. I've worked with all of them. I'm gonna see them here, there, and anywhere. But the people, you only get to see them once.
Yeah, very, very true, mate. We're honoured to have you on at SAFM this morning. It's awkward because before this interview, we were like, well, we're not 100% sure what we call you. I mean, we can't. You're Fat Man Scoop. Do we call you Fat Man or Mr. Scoop? Or what do people call you on a day-to-day basis?
They call me Scoop. Like, Mr. Scoop is like my father or something. Like, you know, like, just Scoop is fine, man. Fat Man, I feel like fat, when people call me Fat Man, it's like they don't know me. Or they don't. So I never like people to call me that. Like, Scoop is really what I like.
Yeah, great.
All right, we'll go with Scoop. Hey, let's talk about that lineup. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, Shaggy, and Jay Sean. Well, how's that for a lineup?
And don't forget Lumi D. Lumi D's on there too.
Oh, Lumi D. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an amazing lineup. Good times, fun people, everybody on that lineup I've dealt with before except Macklemore, and I could tell you just to a man, energy is good, personal energy is good. I know that we're going to have good times and fun. Nobody's going to be, you know, over ego and anything, because sometimes when you do these concerts, it's the game you don't see. It's this person don't want to be around this person. This person think he's better than this person.
Who gets the biggest trailer?
Right. Yeah. Who gets the biggest trailer? It's not one of those. Everybody on this is just down to earth, so this is good.
Well, let's keep it positive then. Off the list, who's your favorite person to party with?
I mean,
off that list.
You know something? Let me tell you something, because you guys, and this is going to sound weird, but when you guys go home, right? When you finish,
yeah.
When you finish, what time you finish? 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Do you want to go home and do like 6 hours more radio?
No.
Right. You go home and you do something completely different. So when I do what I do, I go home and I never party. I go and do things that are the complete opposite. I'm big on massage.
Oh, yes.
I'm big on meditation, reflection. I listen to 50s music and talk radio. Right. Like that's what I do. And you know something? I've been doing this for almost 30 years. There's no way that I could do this and party every night and get on a plane and go here and go there. Mm. I don't drink, I don't smoke, and I don't eat meat. And that's what's been keeping me going that long.
Hey, Scoop, a lot of our listeners right now would be listening, driving along in the car. I'm interested to hear about your meditation and relaxing. Is there anything you think on a daily basis people should do to just chill out? Or maybe it's something that you do?
100%. First thing you need to do is get in a room where it's quiet. Get in a chair. Cut the lights off. This could be in the morning or this could be in the evening before you go to bed. And you need to give yourself 20 to 30 deep breaths. Think about absolutely nothing. It's going to be hard at first because your mind is not trained to it. But once you get to a certain point and you think about nothing, you just breathe in, you breathe out. And then after those 20 long deep breaths, you should start to think about what you want your life to be. So what do you want it to be from a financial sense? What do you want it to be like from a family sense? What do you want to drive? What do you want to own? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? And those are the things that I do. Now, I do that because I run around a lot. I might do that 3 times a week, but I get up every morning and every night and I pray. I believe that if you ask for it, it will be given. And my entire life and my entire existence has rolled on that and a book by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. If you're out there, you definitely need to start with that book.
All right. Scoop, I'm just absolutely mesmerized by your voice. You have the best voice. So if people don't recognize you to look at, like if you're at a restaurant or you're checking in to the airport, do people hear that voice and just go?
Listen, you know what's so crazy about it? Like, I never thought about it that way. I thought that I'd have to say, give me a lettuce, give me a Capri salad, give me, you know, let's go. Like, for people to hear that, you know, I want ice cream. But it's like, I can walk into a room and say, hey, man, can I have a Caprese salad with some ice cream on the side? And they'll be, oh, my God, that's Fat Man Scoop. So in that respect, I am blessed. I never knew I had this voice. I was like a rapper. I started out as a rapper. I was brought into the business by Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call them. And I got on the radio, and I never used a yelling voice. It's only when I started working with the Crooklyn Clan that I started yelling. So I had a gift that I never even knew about.
Do you ever yell around the house like that, mate?
Well, you know what it is? The only people who don't like the yelling are my kids.
Yeah.
What are you doing wrong? Get over here. You did something wrong. You're going to get your ass beat. Like, that, you have to understand, that is no good. But everybody else loves it.
When you start yelling at your kids, do your neighbors start dancing?
Yeah, you know what it is? I've been lucky enough to live far away from neighbors because I've had houses and stuff like that. But, that's the one reason I don't like living in apartments anymore. I don't want to hear that Johnny can't read, man. I don't want to hear Johnny can't read, man.
You got a $100 bill, get your hands up. What's that in reference to? Do you want to take the money or what's?
No, listen, that song was just, I used to work for Hot 97. So what we would do is we would go and host the clubs. Like I said, we would just host the clubs. I wasn't even doing this stuff. I grew up in the Dougie Fresh system. If you guys don't know who Dougie Fresh is, go Google him. He's the world's greatest entertainer. When I got to the radio station, I used that mic ability to go host events. So what I would do is I would come up with these routines to make people, you know, make noise and stuff. Mm. And what I did was when I made Be Faithful, I just took every one of the routines that worked, and I put them all together.
Mm.
That was it.
Song.
And I was writing it on the floor on a carpet in my guy DJ Riz's house, one of the producers of Crooklyn Clan, and that's what it was.
What up, mate?
We're going to see that song live on November 6th in Adelaide. We cannot wait to see you. Thank you, Fat Man Scoop.
Thank you. Listen, people, I just want to say something. This morning, I believe it's at 11 a.m., tickets are on sale. Yep. So you have to go now. You have to go get it now. This is Australia's biggest party. However, it is the biggest party in the Southern Hemisphere, period. There are people from Indonesia calling me about this. Like, I'm telling y'all, get your tickets now. Get on it now, because if you're late and you miss out, It's sexy to be there, not as sexy to watch it on YouTube.
Oh, love it. Okay. Fat Man Scoop, thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Love you. Beck, Cozzy, and Levo. SAFM.